Good morning, everyone, or afternoon or evening, based on what part of the world you're joining us from today. Welcome to our coaching Q&A session, our first one for the month of June. Today's Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. We're in week 5 of our series together. Can you believe that already? We've covered some good ground. I've loved that, but I'm looking forward to spending some time with you here today as we get connected and come into a new week and a new month and anything that might be up for you. On Monday, we talked about branding and messaging, and I'm curious about how that's coming along for you. I'll also start that in our thread in terms of on Facebook. You're welcome to bring it up here live, too, if you'd like, but your messaging or anything related to branding. But again, as you know now, hopefully by this point, you can see that these sessions are open, freestyle. You can bring up whatever you want, right? Whatever is up for you, whether it's personal or it's business or it's related to the topic that we're in or something else. So I'm going to invite you to take just a moment and get yourself dialed in and focused if you're currently involved in any other apps, you know, social, email, other distractions, if you want to go ahead and log off any of that. And just allow yourself to drop into a space of receptivity and openness. And the magic of these calls is that some weeks you share, some weeks you don't share. But regardless, what starts to happen is what does get shared has typically, usually has some form of universal application of how that applies to you as well. I love seeing these sessions because, again, sometimes you share something that someone didn't even think to ask. And they're like, oh, my gosh, I so needed to hear that, and I didn't know I needed to hear that. So take a moment and just get present, okay, for me, if you would. Get off anything else that's distracting you. Grab your notebook, maybe a glass of water. Take a deep breath. Add 2 or 3 to that. And in your notebook, I'd like you to write down what's new and good. New and good in your life, in your eyes, in your world. What's new and good? And secondly, I'd like for you to drop into what's up for me today. What do I need help or what do I need support with? What am I thinking about or curious about? Just a way to start to dial into that insight or that desire, whatever might be up for you specifically. And I'm going to invite you, remind yourself that you've paid for this time. If you're here live, I'm going to invite you, if there is something you want to share. Sometimes you have a specific question. Sometimes it's more of an aha or an insight or an accomplishment. Sometimes it might be, hey, I'm stuck. I'm not sure why. But I'm just inviting you that if there's something that you want to share or something that you want support with, I'm going to invite you to raise your hand, right? And especially if you haven't spoken up yet for the, within the group or it's been a few weeks since you've said something, or even again, I'm absolutely welcome if you spoke up last week. I'm just inviting all of you to bring your voice to this space and to participate. So if you know you'd like to share something or something that's up for you, feel free to raise your hand. Again, you press *2 on your keypad, the asterisk sign, the number 2, *2, or raise your hand on your monitor where it says click to raise hand. We'll drop in and start to get connected together today and move into whatever might be up for you. Okay, I am coming first to Sherry. If anyone wants to get in the line behind her, please do so. Sherry, you are unmuted. If you want to share what's new and good.
Hi.
And you're grateful for. Hello, good morning.
Morning. What's new and good is... there was, in the beginning when I started to listen to you, just recently, there was, a woman that you spoke to in Tennessee about a perch and creating a space, I could reflect and do. And she said that she created this space and she calls it her perch, and you guys spoke about it a little bit. And so, I am in the process of creating a perch for myself. And so that's exciting for me because I'm really excited. I found some things that, I'm ordering and, to make that space special for me. And that's been a good shift for me because I haven't had a lot of, just me space. So that's good.
I love that. I'm just going to speak to that for one moment before you go on. She's saying the word perch, everyone, in case you don't and you're like, what is she saying? Perch, P-E-R-C-H. And it's a concept my friend Carden created living out in Nashville, where on her little deck, she created this space, on her balcony, this little space with, between candles and crystals and oils, but it was just an intentional creation space, or you could call it like a meditation space. And so I have one in my little, I have a part of my bedroom has these little in front of this insert space, and it's just got, you know, a couple of little things, but whether inside or outside, you can create a space that's about like intentional nourishment for you that inspires you. And maybe you have some fresh plants or flowers there. It could be, again, outside, inside, but that's what Sherry is speaking to. Carden and I did a an Instagram live about that weeks and weeks ago. And so anyway, I'm just presenting to the group so they know that you're creating this beautiful space, like that you're creating a nourishing space for yourself.
Yes. I'm so excited. Orange speaks to me, the color orange, and I found a daybed cushion that just screams my name, and I just can't wait to make that space. So I'm in that process right now. So I'll post pictures once I get it done. But so that's new and good. My question to you is, I have had this business plan for a long time, and I'm really excited about it. It will also fund my nonprofit that I run as well. And I've heard that, if you talk to people that just don't feel the vibe that you're creating for yourself, and it's my business is geared towards women. Basically there, when I get the negative feedback, which is good because it helps me kind of, rethink things and go, okay, how do I, come at it a different way to solve a problem? Sometimes it takes the wind out of me a little bit, and then I kind of lose my focus, and I am being more positive of what I'm creating and the reasons why I'm creating it. I'm doing a market analysis right now, just so that I can see, the people that I'm going to be serving in my business and who is needing my services. But there are a lot of, not a lot, but there's times where there's people that come in and give me some negative, like, I just don't see how that's going to fly. And yet my heart has been working on this for 14 years, and it's something I have not been able to let go of. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's me. My heart just literally says, this is so needed. And yet then I hear things, and then it kind of sets me back a little bit. And then I know those people aren't the people that will support my business, and not everybody will. And I get that. And I know that, people will say, well, they're just not your people. Find who they are. I guess my question to you is how that kind of happened yesterday a little bit. I was talking to the small business center, and it was a gentleman that I was speaking with, and it kind of took the wind out of my sail a little bit, and I just am trying to regroup and stay positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I love this question, right? And I think, again, I want to speak to a few things or a few angles, is that it's really being clear, and you've shared in the past, you have this real desire to create space for women to connect and share and so forth, and that you want to be the space creator, not necessarily, if I've heard you right, the facilitator of the work. Is that accurate, or do you want to, okay, so you want to create the space, and maybe then partnering with facilitators of the work, or do you want to do the work?
Well, basically, it's a gathering place, and
right.
There are some things that come, other things that will come with it. There's food, and there's it's just basically a place for women to reconnect. I want to be able to have these women come and have an experience that they still love, and when they come in, that they want to bring other women and reconnect and heal and be able to,
let their hair down and have fun. Basically, we'll give them the experience, and it'll take a picture of the group that they're with and be able to. And so basically, I'm sure being from Utah, you've been to Gardner Village.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So
and I remember you've shared this idea with us, and so
yeah.
I remember your business idea.
Well, I don't know if
just the clarity.
Really, yeah.
Finish your thought.
I guess I'm not quite sure when I tell people about it. You know, there's a lot of support I get, and they're like, oh my gosh, I would love to have some place like that. I can connect with my girlfriends and be able to, you know, besides doing that, the service end of it, to be able to help my nonprofit and be able to. And last week I also came up with this idea that we could also have women support other women that cannot afford to come, that are in abuse situations and shelters, and be able to basically, you know, like sponsor another person to come in and experience it. And we'll talk about, you know, self-worth and try to help these women through their situation. And so, so when you say clarity, can you give me some ideas on what I need to be more clear on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and I think initially your question is, and when someone lets the wind out of your sails, you know, how you navigate that. So I'm going to just talk to this from a few different angles. And so just take a deep breath and receive. And then from there, you can go, because sometimes we do get the wind let out of our sails, and that is discouraging. And it's like, oh, and again, you have this deep desire. And I just invite you to be open to the form that it takes on, right? Mm-hmm. Is that clearly whether you're the messenger and one of the teachers or the coaches, or you're the space creator, is you know that this is the work you want to be part of, and this is the space that you want to be involved in.
Right.
But I think one of the life lessons that I've gotten to learn at different times is being clear on the why and flexible on the how. And that's a really good. Do you want to just mute yourself? Because you got a lot of background noise, Love, and then we can unmute you. You can unmute yourself, and we'll come back to dialogue.
Okay.
But again, for all of us, is dropping into, and we talk about on week two, vision and goals, is really being really clear on the why and the what, and flexible on the how it comes into form or to fruition. Right? Like myself, personally, I really thought I was going to be a traditional classroom-based teacher. And the desire was to help specifically special needs children overcome and make progress with their disabilities and challenges to fulfill more of their potential. And I really thought that was going to be the form. But the form, it changed a lot as I had some intersections with different humans and life experiences that led me to work for a training and development company. And then I heard of Franklin Covey and became so clear I was to work with that company, and did for several years. And my life got on a different path, and then I found myself being in a corporate training position. And then I launched, obviously, my own company 10-plus years ago. But it's the same heartbeat, the same desire that I had of wanting to help humans. And I thought they'd be little humans, and now I just work with humans with a little bit longer legs, some of us not much longer, but with the same desire, is work through their challenges, work through where they get stuck, their hindrances, and help them make progress into their potential. So the heartbeat is the same, even though the form, I thought I'd be in a traditional classroom, is different, right? I'm meeting with you and with humans around the world. A lot of times, obviously, technology and live events and retreats, like I love exactly, I'm your ideal client of someone who would book space like that and bring a retreat to you if you had space
right.
of that nature. And so I totally love the vibe. But when we think about things from a business perspective, we have to look at, how do I monetize this? Will people pay me for it? Will it be profitable? And if you're wanting to build something structurally from the ground up or take over a structure, do you have the resources? And what kind of profit margins would you need to be in, and so that you have clarity when we're looking at monetizing something, then we have those things in order. And that may have been part of the conversation with the SBA Center, not in whatever the case might be, but is looking at how do we monetize this. And so I'm totally love the vision and be flexible on the how it comes into fruition. And if you are saying, I'm going to launch a very specific space like Gardner Village or like a retreat center, and whether people can host a wedding there and it's more like that kind of space, it can be, or it's more of an intimate cabin retreat, or it's really just for deeper work. Of course, I would interview people and take them to lunch or get on a call with them, people who have done something similar called mentoring, right? Like, hey, you've done this. Can you help me create or know what I need to look at? And secondly, I'd be actively then building relationships with people who would be your ideal client that could refer business to you or book you for business. So I'd be nourishing lots of coaches then, if you're wanting to do this kind of coaching work in the space, with coaches and facilitators who have brand and influence that could actually pay you to rent space like that. So those are some of the, whether we're talking practical or we're looking at strategic, where you can actually do that. From the heart space, though, I hear you, sister, that sometimes the wind does get let out of our sails, and we're like, oh, I have this idea, and someone listened to it, and they weren't as thrilled about it as I was. Is I would also take this idea to your prayer and meditation space, whatever that looks like for you, and ask higher power to guide you. What's my next step with this? Lead me to the people, the conversations, and you ask to partner with God or the universe to lead you in the next steps of this desire, because I believe the desire comes from a divine place. So you want to partner with the divine to help you bring it to birth or bring it to fruition.
Right. That makes sense. That's why I can't wait to get my perch.
Yes.
So that is okay. Well, I appreciate that, because I have held on to this for 14 years. You know, I've done the business plan, like I've told you, and it's never left me. It's always been the center of the core of me since I've decided to do that. So for me, I guess it's one of those things that I just have to move forward. And I really like that you said to ask God to lead me to those people. And I know he's been there, because there's been so many aha moments that has kept me in the game, that I'm like, I can't let this go. But and then I let these other people kind of, you know, that are educated and they know and they've done and they've been in business, and then they get, you know, they don't see the vision that I have for my space. And so
I think it's wise to have multiple people, and again, within giving you guidance, where there's someone that is like, it's like me and my business, my accountant gives me direction, and we don't get into lots of, well, this is how I feel. And it's like, that's nice. This is tax code. And these are some of the things, you know what I'm saying? It's like, but that helps me, you know, set me up to win and to thrive in my business, is to have some of those different perspectives. And so yes, nourish the vision, but I would even take to again, God, prayer, universe, and put this dream back on the altar and just say, help teach me what's my next step to move forward. And I release the form of this. And if you're looking for funding to say, that's what I really need, then get clarity. That's what I need, is I need investors. And then maybe you go do a pitch. You know, they have pitch sessions where you can sit in front of different entrepreneurial investors for capital. Now, they're, of course, going to want a business plan, and they're going to take a percentage if they partner with you. And that's very normal, is that you get funding or capital that way if it's not coming through a bank or things like that. I've sat in on those types of meetings. But it's just being really clear. It's like, what is it that you need? And then start nourishing or networking or connecting or strategizing how to get what it is that you want into fruition. But you are going to need a strong network to help you with the launch of this thing and to fill it up and make it a profitable space. I definitely think it's doable. It's just that you're going to need to get some of these pieces in play that will support the launch or the liftoff of this baby. But I would invite you to be open to that. Sometimes, I will say this personally, and I wasn't planning on going here, so I'm going to share something pretty vulnerable for me to share, but I'm willing to do that because I'm asking you guys to do the same. is being open again to form or being open to how it takes place. I always thought I was going to have babies. And specifically, I always thought there was three of them. I always thought I was going to give birth to three kids. Like just a knowing. As much as you can hear my voice, I can hear yours. Like that the sky is blue, the grass is green. Like there was this knowing. And even in my spiritual walk, in my faith, I felt many times that that was a dream that was reconfirmed in my heart, like you, for 14 years. You know, for me, for years, I thought that was, and it was. It was such this desire of, like, having my own children.
Yeah.
And like you said, it won't leave me alone. It won't leave me alone. Well, I don't have physical children, sweetheart.
Right.
So here's the thing. And then I'm like, well, why did this dream be in my heart if it wasn't going to happen?
Right.
And then as I got really clear, and there's times I can still grieve that. I mean, that's just being human. And there's times where it's like, gosh, Halloween comes around or Christmas or things that I just thought I'd be doing all these traditions with kiddos with. And who knows? Yeah. Like I still have who knows? Maybe I have a baby. Maybe I don't. Maybe I adopt a child. Maybe I'm, you know, get into a relationship with someone that has children. I don't know the form, but I'll tell you, a couple of years ago when I started to feel like this dream might not happen the way I thought it was going to happen, I dropped into really looking at why do I want these children so badly? What is it about motherhood that I so am craving? Is this really your dream? Is this the society's dream? And like, I really have done a lot of soul work. And there is this sincere desire to have my own family. Yet, as I asked myself, what is it why do you want to be a mama, Tiff? And it was like, I want to be a mom because I want to raise babies that feel so loved and help develop their self-esteem and develop skills where they contribute their gifts to the planet.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm living my motherhood right now with you. I'm living my motherhood day in and day out in coaching and supporting and nourishing and nurturing and helping humans have self-esteem and help humans have skills and tools so they can make contribution for the positive for the planet. Now, that's not to say I don't still have tough days or moments and I cry or tears or that I feel a sadness for this thing that didn't come into fruition or the form the way that I thought it would.
Yeah.
And so you can hold space for that. And I'm not saying it's not going to go the way that you want it to. I just think that sometimes we're so attached that it has to look a certain way versus be in the energy of, be the woman now that's already creating space online, in person, that helps lift other women, that just your presence is the retreat center. Just being with Sherry is edifying and uplifting. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah, totally.
And then and then if you're like, I'm going to birth the physical space, then girl, get about it. Increase your networking skills. Put it out there. Go get some funding. Go ask for funding. Or partner with people. They have the dollars. You'll put in the work. You know what I'm saying? Is there's different ways to have this come, but I would go back to God and say, God, this dream's been with me for a really long time. Show me what you want me to do with it. What are my next steps? I'm putting it back on the altar with you. And if and when you want this to fulfill or how it's going to get fulfilled, awesome. I'm open and in the flow in partnership with you.
That's great. That's good. I think I know this, but just hearing you confirm it and just I've got to focus a little bit deeper on that spiritual side of it and rely because I know that God has walked me through some really tough situations and he's got me to this point and he's never allowed, you know, he's always kept this in my heart. It's not been something that I couldn't walk away from because the why is to help other people. It's why I started my nonprofit. It's my soul. I don't make money off my nonprofit and I don't, you know, and I'm not really, it's not about the money for me. I would love to be able to have the financial stability to be able to retire someday. But my biggest goal is to be able to fulfill that heart space where I feel like I'm of service and being and doing what I was sent to do.
Mm-hmm. Great. So keep being that purpose in your day-to-day life now, knowing that, again, I don't know if you heard me when I said you are the retreat center. You are the heartbeat of that. And, yes, I would connect spiritually, and I would also get very strategic. If no one is going to give you money unless they can see how will this make them a profit. And they're not wrong for asking that. That's just wisdom in business investing. And so, therefore, you looking at or maybe having someone or, again, interviewing people who have done what you want to do or that can weigh in on that, that can give you some guidance to say, okay, here's where our numbers need to be. Here's our margins and so forth, where, therefore, the people that will be writing you a check to perhaps fund it, to build it, that they also, that part of your business plan is out there too. Because sometimes we're so passionate about our vision, which is so beautiful, and I lead heavy myself with that. And there's also, though, looking at, okay, how do we make this, you know, profitable or create the relationship of others that want to be invested and involved in it? But I love your heart and I love your vision. So definitely keep nourishing that. I just would, again, I'd look at both and I'd relook at your business plan to say, you know, is that really clear about what kind of resources do we need to build this thing, to do the marketing for it, matched with, you know, where, what kind of, how many events, for instance, a month do we need to be booking, and at where's our price points at and so forth to be in a profitable space so we can keep the thing moving and going. Because without profits, I know when we all say it's not about the money for me, I get that, but without profits, you can't keep doing the thing you're doing.
That's the truth, right? And that's the truth. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I've definitely looked at is, you know, and I've just trying to work with, you know, Andrew Willis at the DATC and other people to kind of give me a clue of what I'm really doing. And I really want to be prepared, but I really love and I appreciate you tapping in. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. You're sharing and being vulnerable and knowing that you're giving a gift that so many of us need, and I appreciate your insight because I really believe it's going to take me to the next level. So thank you.
You're welcome, sister. You're welcome. Thank you for sharing today. Beautiful. Okay, I am coming next to Miss Lauren. Oh, hold on 1 second. There you go. You are unmuted, love, if you want to lead out with your new and good or gratitude, and then what's up for you or how I can support you or whatever you want to share. Make sure you unmute yourself. Can you hear me, love? Okay, maybe not. You just had your hand raised. So I've unmuted you on my side.
Oh, Tiffany?
Yes, hello.
Can you hear me? Hi, I'm sorry. It's Lauren.
I'm sorry.
I know you for. How are you? How is everyone?
Thanks
for calling on me.
Yes. So, sorry, I thought you had your hand raised. Did you not?
I did. I did have my hand raised, and I don't know why I didn't hear you say my name. I apologize.
Oh, okay. No biggie. So what's new and good in your world, or what's something you want to share you're grateful for, and then whatever is on your heart?
Yes. Thank you so much. So first, what's new and good is that I'm really excited that I dug into the branding last night, like for hours, because I've been watching the news and all the craziness and sadness that was going on in the world. So the branding really lit my fire. It got me excited, and it's really been something I worked on like all night. So like from down to what we spoke about, to colors, to website. So I'm very excited about that. What else is new and good is I feel like I had a really strong May. It started out like unfortunately having a seizure, but then I actually got a text message like late last night while I was working on all this. I'm kind of a night owl. And so I'm with doTERRA. and I just started back in the business. I mentioned earlier, after years of leaving, and I was a health coach and had two practices. And the so one of the top, I know you know this, Tiffany, but for everybody else listening, one of the top, I guess, ranks you could reach in the company is Presidential Diamond. That person usually has about 20, 30,000 people on their team. And she messaged me last night. She's like, congratulations, Lauren. You are our top enroller out of the whole team for the month of May. So enrolling meaning you're bringing new people in to the business and into the customers and customers. So I was like shocked and so super excited while I was creating this branding. So that was something that's really new and good for me, and I'm so grateful. And it's funny that you wrote on the page, how are you going to level up today? And does anybody, do you ever know that song by Ciara, Level Up?
Mm-mm. What is it? A book or a concept?
No, it's a song by Ciara. It's called Level Up. Level Up. And she's,
You'll have to post it in our Facebook group.
Yes. I highly recommend it because I've been playing it for an hour after I saw you posted it and then, like, just doing all this. But that's what's doing good. So I was really excited about that. And then May has been just a very good month. It was a very good month, and I'm really happy about this program and that we did it, and it refocused, and it was very exciting. So that was
Love it.
Yeah, it was really good and really exciting. And then so I have a question pertaining to the branding piece today. That's okay.
Absolutely. So
I worked on the sort of like the 15-second commercial. So I think I spoke with you, but just a little background. I had a health coaching, probably two health coaching practices, and then I had to stop when I was sick. And so now I was wondering, like, where am I going? What direction? Am I going to really do doTERRA? And I really think the branding and thinking about what businesses that I really like and what I like to buy from, the vibe, the culture, really helped me to develop in my head. Everything just sort of came together. So I wanted to just share, if I can, my 15-second, and maybe you could help me flush it out. Maybe help other people flush out theirs as well. So can I share that with you?
Yeah, let's hear yours. Of course.
Okay. So I guide women and families to be well. I teach people to crowd out the confusion, emotional stress, and sometimes hopelessness in their health challenges. I know firsthand how complex and overwhelming it can be to heal your life. I will guide you to make better holistic nutrition and lifestyle choices while using the best natural solutions so you can live your most healthy and vibrant life.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Oh, it's way longer than 15 seconds. So
is it okay?
Reading the first line. And that's okay. But again, we're looking, and if it feels natural to you, right? Like the thing about, oh, I love all the language you just said. And again, let's put that on your landing page or your website or, you know, your business card or things like that. But the reality of, like, if you're, I want you to think of this, if you, me and you just are at a dinner party or a neighbor's backyard, and I turn to you and I'm like, oh, nice to meet you, Lauren. What do you do? You're not going to read me that entire statement. It's not It's not, you see what I'm saying? So read me the very first line again. I guide women.
I guide women and families to be well. Be well is sort of my original brand and my my oil team and stuff. And then it says, I teach people. I had had something simpler, but then I had thought that, like, how to add in the sort of, had you said, the pain, the sort of, like, what you're taking away, you're solving for people. So I said, I teach people, and this was the word I was stuck at, to crowd out the confusion, emotional stress, and sometimes hopelessness and their health challenges.
Yeah, crowd out doesn't relate, or for me, at least, as in a resonance what you're talking about, is I help people navigate all the confusion, or I help people navigate all the noise, or something where, you know, but again, I would make that, I don't think that's the primary source of pain for people. It's more that they're in some kind of pain long-term or something of that nature, and how do we address that? So I really like your first sentence, and I would say something if I was you. I help others, or I help women and families overcome their physical and emotional stressors and challenges that they're dealing with in their body or their homes, and help guide them with natural plant-based solutions or something of that nature. And again, I think the point is that the exercise helps you all with clarity to say, is my language outcome-based? Are there clear adjectives in there right, where it's like, oh, I help navigate or the confusion or clutter or chaos or discouragement or frustration or, again, what other adjectives we want to use that incite the emotion. But I think you're in the right vein. I think you're definitely in the right vein of thought, but I would have one succinct sentence that you just know over and over again that's like, hey, I know every time I get asked this, I don't have to in my mind go, someone says, so Tiff, what do you do? And you go, and then I'm looking for the file in my brain that I've memorized this beautiful, perfect, you know, paragraph you just read us. That's not organic and real. But again, what you do online versus what you do in person, it's just practicing it so you can do it in person over and over again. So when someone says, Lauren, what do you do? And you say, I help others. And you could even say, you know, I'm a health coach. I'm not opposed to that language showing up in there. I just think it's much more effective if you were to say, you know, I help guide women and families as they're working through their health challenges, both physical ones, emotional ones, and support them with natural plant-based solutions or natural non-toxic plant-based solutions, you know, things of that nature where it's just there's this effortlessness and an ease for you to answer that question. And then, yes, of course, online or in person, online or in your marketing, you could have more of your about me story and definitely tell your story. I was a thriving this and this woman and had this come up for me. And it leveled me where most days I couldn't get out of bed, was experiencing this, this, and this. And I found these tools and these solutions. And then I knew this is what I wanted to help others overcome as well. Because even if their story wasn't exactly like mine, I think we can all relate to dealing with chronic something, you know, whether it's anxiety or some sleep struggles or intestinal gastric stuff or whatever, again, that you weave into this languaging to just be like, and I love to help support people to find tools and solutions that are, you know, natural support tools or plant-based or things like that, that you're using that in your language. But I really like what you're already leading with. I think there's some good things there for sure.
Thank you. And I should add in nutrition as well, right? Because that's the other piece of it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just that you create that conversation with people to say, you know, I help others, or I help women and families navigate their various physical and emotional health challenges and help them create sustainable change through natural plant-based solutions. And that could, of course, include nutrition. And then from there, I mean, we're not looking to tell the whole story. We just want to create this awareness.
Sure.
And then from there, we can ask or add more, too, as you're naturally in dialogue with people. So then someone says, oh, interesting. How did you get into that? Well, my own health challenge is in this. And have you heard of this? Or have you heard of oils? Or have you heard of this? Or this kind of health modality, you know, and then that you're weaving that into your conversation.
Yeah, that's great. That's really, really good.
Yeah, I love it. Good thing is you just practice it so it then feels more and more clear for you is that you're this, I see you as a catalyst for health for humans, right, for their physical and emotional health and that you're this influential catalyst that can help them with kind of like turning the light on, right, and realizing there are these tools and these, you know, whether through nutrition or through oils or various things that can help you help them.
Thank you. And I have a second part to that when it comes to the branding. The branding, the vibe, and I was thinking of all the businesses and really like being specific. You know, when you live in New York, it's sort of like an interesting place. Like you, so if you're posting on social media or you're branding or you're talking about the food and that whole piece of it, you can really hone in on New York. I think it's also interesting and something I was thought about maybe really delving into the New Jersey piece of it, of the beaches, the farms, and that whole piece and that being part of the brand, like being well in New Jersey. And I just felt like you could sort of pick out all the interesting places to go, to eat, to live well, to do that whole. Do you like that? Do you think that could be? And even it attracts people. So a lot of New Yorkers come to New Jersey for that. So that's a lot of my base is New York and New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it could be maybe like a cute niche. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I mean, ultimately, if your heart's like, I mean, similar, like, you know, hearing Sherry talk so passionately about this, if it's what you love and, like, you're just like, oh, my gosh, no, I am known as, like, being this woman for New Jersey, New York, like, this is what it's about, then you run with that vibe and flavor. I just think
okay.
so much of our business is now online and where you're
yeah.
going and what you're creating and your connections, that the only hesitation I have where I'm like, yeah, but, you know, like I live in Salt Lake City and I so love your vibe and I love who you are. I may not be out to New Jersey for a while, you know, and so if I understood your ask that clearly, it's like I still want to be like, yeah, this woman can totally help me with my health goals and needs too. But you're saying for this particular thing, like, hey, I could plug you into all kinds of local restaurants or
yeah, just
or
no, just
support.
showing sort of in the branding, like, you know, when you movement, you show beaches in New Jersey, like in like a visual, like, you
mm-hmm.
know, on the social media and on things. Like
mm-hmm.
beaches, farmers markets, yeah, like that whole thing. Just to have it like it's a kind of like a cute little like niche,
mm-hmm.
you know, like where we get the plants
yeah.
and this that whole thing.
Yeah, I love it.
So that it's people.
I think that
from all over.
I think that works.
Okay, good. If you like that, I like that too. I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Tiffany.
And I think
thank you, everyone.
You're welcome, love. I think for all of you when you're looking at branding is that you want to be looking at really what's the vibe, what's the essence, you know, and like a lot of things, you know, I live in Utah and a lot of times I'll use a hashtag called beautiful and it's B-E-U-T-A-H-U-F-U-L, like the Utah.
That's cute. I like that.
For beautiful. And so, but I'm a mountain girl, right? I'm an earth girl and you'll see lots of things in my social about being on hikes and things and it's part of the vibe, the aesthetic that's there too is like this girl's earthy. Right? Like she's got some of this earthiness too. Like it's earthiness. Like I'm going to again, a lot of times in our languaging or our marketing languaging is a lot of times people want to use a lot of air words, you know, like empowerment and inspiration and that's awesome. But you also need earth words, things like sustainability and
mm-hmm.
strategy and blueprints. You know, these are just languages in my world, but similar when I was talking with Sherry, because a lot of times people are like, I just want to inspire people. I love it, but that's you're in the clouds, and you also need things that bring meaning, like you're up in the, I don't mean you personally are in the clouds, but like the energy is like, oh, that's inspiring, but I also need grounding that feels like substance, right? So similar
yeah.
like to Success Academy, where it's like, oh, it's not just you're going to get on once a week or even twice a week and just get a pep talk. We're also going to get into strategic things about how you're showing up with your calendar strategically. Called time blocking
mm-hmm.
and scheduling and strategically how you're showing up in relationship and being intentional to nourish your relationships and that you're doing that regularly or like we're talking this week about branding, that there's this content and there's this, you know, earthiness to also the inspiration. Yes, we're going to lift our heights, our sights and our hearts. We're going to get nourished and inspired that way, but we're also going to have this substance. Or there's no way someone would pay me, you know, to go through coaching because if it was just air, yeah, you can still make money off just air type levels of content, but you need like the grounding as well to it. That's why some of the words when we talk about, you know, things like navigate and overcome and plan sustainability, they can help support you too with your languaging.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, love. Good to hear from you. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm coming next to you. We're moving from New Jersey to the Aloha. Area code 808. You are unmuted if you want to lead out with your new and good or your gratitude and then whatever your share or question is.
Good morning, Aloha.
Aloha.
This is Jennifer. I live on the beautiful island of Kauai, and it is about 4 hours difference from where you're at over there.
I know.
So
it's early. What time is it, babe?
It is about 6:45 in the morning. And
okay,
my
well,
house
early
is
good morning to you.
Thank you. My house is already a flutter and hopping by 6 a.m., so whenever I can sneak away to join you is such a gift. So I appreciate this. And feel free to mute me at any time with roosters and everything in the background. So
well, you're just fine. Well, good morning. And I'd love to hear your new and good.
my new and good is I love light, and I really, that's really been a source of strength and inspiration to me recently. I've made a commitment to myself that what I want to do is to wake up early enough to see the sunrise and make space to peek outside my window to see the sunset every day for the next 30 days. And I'm on day 3, June 3rd, of doing so. And for me, just to take that brief moment to look outside and physically look to the light has filled my soul. And I'm very, I'm just very grateful for these little peaks of, not to sound too trite, but just these little glimpses into the heavens twice a day is, mm-hmm. has been really special. So that's my new and good for what's going on now.
I love that. I just feel that with you. It's like just taking in a deep breath with that as well. I just feel this like positive, good vibe.
Yeah.
So how can I support you today, or what's up for you?
I'm hoping maybe you can help me unpack or navigate some feelings that I've been struggling with in my business for the past 4 years. I work in direct sales, and my sponsor is a rock star within the company. She's a near and dear friend of mine. You know her as well. She's a fierce little thing with a huge heart who would mm-hmm. move mountains. And I adore her, and I feel very blessed and grateful to be her level one. And I know everything that she has earned has come through her diligence and her effort. And many people within the company who know her name would also agree that I have direct access to one of the best mentors within our company. However, it's that however I that often leaves me feeling inadequate and unworthy. And what I've realized is, and this is hard for me to say because it seems like the brighter the spotlight shines on her, the more amplified my own weaknesses and failure becomes in my own eyes, if that makes sense. I mm-hmm. think I've spent the past 4 years every day comparing myself to her and to her success and who she is, which is, again, an amazing person. But I feel like it's crowded out vision for me to see who I might be able to become within this own space. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why it's such a block for me, or I don't know how to release it because I don't know how to dig it up.
Mm-hmm. So these aren't new feelings. This experience with her just brings them to you, you to look at. You already felt at times not enough, not worthy. How do I compare? Right? Those were
correct.
Already existing habits and thoughts and
yeah.
beliefs. So the gift is this yeah. is coming up, and I believe they come up to be healed. And so I'm going to invite you to just, with the clarity, is to say, what story would I rather tell myself? Every time I feel insecure or even angry at her, like I hear you keep saying the positive about her, but I know that there's also times you're in judgment of, or you're feeling this like frustration about because of what it brings up in you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all mm-hmm. have these feelings, by the way. I mean, that's just human. But it's being aware that when the trigger goes off and when you feel that feeling, how do you tend to respond? Do you feel like you shrink? Or do you feel like you go, hey, cool, she could be her? And I'm going to be me. Or, you know, again, like how do you typically react when you're thinking or feeling this? And from there, mm-hmm. what would you rather think, feel, or what's the new narrative you want to consciously create around it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, I do the shrinking act. I do step immediately into the shadows.
Okay. So moving forward, what would you rather choose?
I would rather choose to step in to me without regard of what others outside of me are accomplishing.
Okay. So what could be the new mantra or line that you will have be like your centering statement?
I'm really resonating with your and, with your ampersand and that you've been sharing with us. And I think that's an important concept for me to focus on. And so if my new narrative could acknowledge another's success and acknowledge that I have the capacity to receive the same success.
Yeah. So I maybe would say something to the effect of, hey, what is it that you're thinking, you know, for yourself, something that grounds you back into, you know, I give myself full permission to shine. I allow others to shine and I allow myself to shine as well. Or something of that nature, like my offer, what I bring to life or to my clients or wherever, however the language, I bring value. I add value. I am enough just as I am. I shine bright in my own way. You know, it's some kind of, again, anchoring statement. And if it's specifically, and this is good coaching for every one of you, if you're specifically triggered by someone else and you want to feel less than, because we all go through this every single week, in one way or another, right? From social media to individuals, we've been in comparison since humans have existed, right? Like our great grandparents probably, of course, were comparing farms. Well, they have X amount of land, or they have a full crop of X, and my crop didn't do as well. You know, I mean, we've been in comparisons for as long as humans have been in existence within tribes, right? Now it's just on steroids because we live in a world where we're so digitally connected. And every time you log into your social media and you see what she's up to and have what she's creating, and then it's easy to be, if we're not conscious, it's easy to then, like you said, shrink or fall back or make up a narrative. Like, I'm just not as outgoing as that, or I'm not extroverted, or I'm this way or I'm that way. And again, it's always like compared to who or what. So what matters is you get clear on who do you want to be and how do you want to show up. And to thank her in your thoughts for, thank you for being a teacher. Yeah. Right? Even if those teachers are sometimes a thorn, that it feels painful, it's a wake up, like, wow, gosh, I feel so insecure regularly around this person. It's like, well, the insecurity isn't about them, it's yours. So let's you get clarity to who do I want to be and how do I want to show up? I love your courage to bring up such a real relevant topic, because we all feel these feelings at times. Not everyone like you is willing to, you know, to talk about it, because we feel like, oh man, I don't want to, but we all can feel these feelings. So I'm just grateful for you. I mean, there's definitely been other people who have absolutely over the years who've triggered me, or I felt less than around, or they're doing so much more in what they've created and doing. And so those feelings are not unique to you. What does help though is you just coming back to being in your skin, like, who do I want to be? And what do I want to do with my gifts and time and talents? And what kind of contributions do I want to make? But I would have like a mantra statement that every time you get in the trigger or feel the feeling, which is, I allow others to shine in their light and I empower myself to do the same.
I love that. Again, coming back to the light, I think that's going to be wonderful. Thank you. I feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, and thank you for the courage to bring up such a sweet, sensitive topic, but in such a way that we can all relate to that. Is all of us probably have someone that we go, gosh, they're just this or that, and we can feel, you know, there's times I feel inspired by what someone else is doing, and there's times you can feel expired. But whether I'm inspired or expired by it has a lot to do with what my own internal story is happening about it. Mm-hmm. And what am I making it mean about me? And that's where you get the beauty of the work is what you make, what someone else is doing. What does that mean about me? Where it's like, oh, wait, I get a look at that. And I'm going to be a positive light. I'm going to be a contributor. I'm going to grow and I'm going to shine. And others have the permission to do the same too.
Yes. Thank you. I feel that.
You're welcome. Yes. Thank you for sharing. I sure appreciate it. And aloha. Good morning.
Thank you, Tiff. Aloha to you.
You're welcome. Thank you, sweetheart. You guys, I want to go to Kauai. Anyone else? Kauai or Maui, either one. I love both. Let's go to the islands. Although we'd still have to quarantine right now, my understanding, 14 days when you get there. So maybe we wait a little longer. I know it's 4 minutes to the hour, but I would like to tuck one more in today. If there's one more of you that's here live that would love to, whether it's share something that you're learning, sharing, again, your new and good, or if there's still a question up for you. I am in an okay spot where I can go over 5 to 6, 7, 8 minutes today. So if someone else, we've got a little time, let's use it. If you want to pop your hand up, press *2. Or on your monitor, click raise hand. Anyone? Okay, Ms. Jolene. You are unmuted.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What are you giggling about?
This has really been a great week. I love the weeks when my husband's home, so those are always good weeks. But this week, being June, we just kind of opened things up again and just welcoming people into our home again and kind of transitioning back to, you know, people-to-people business. And I'm just so happy to be in that place. I live in a rural area where it's possible to do that, so it's pretty cool. And so that's been great. And in the middle of all that has been this kind of messaging, branding thing, which has given me permission to just kind of do a little dreaming and look at things from a different standpoint. And so that's been really, really, really good. And I got some key spaces cleaned up, and that's been really lovely, and that's going to continue. So I love that. And then this week, doTERRA started their oil games, which is totally fun. And I have to go into it with progress, not perfection, because that's, you know, that in itself, those kind of things wake up the driven part of me, and I have to just kind of calm down and keep things balanced. But so we were talking about branding, and when we try to solve things for people, I find all the negative verbiage comes in because I was thinking, well, I don't want to be negative. I want to be positive. And so the statements that I came up with don't really say what I solve. They say what I do, but they don't say what I solve. And when I try to find what I solve, it's like, well, you know, broken people. I encounter broken people. Mm-hmm. But when people ask me what I do, I always tell them I'm a natural healer, but I haven't ever actually had this beautiful statement that said everything, you know. So it's been interesting because my statement was basically that I help people find balance and abundance, moving joyfully toward their personal best. I mean, that's what I do. But as far as what I solve, I don't know how to say that without using these words that are, I don't know. So that's my dilemma. It's my challenge, and I'm sure I'll conquer it, but I haven't figured that out yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like your statement, but it is all air words, meaning it's all inspiration. right? Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I also have no, it just feels really general and like airy-fairy to me. Like if I met you at a barbecue and you're like, oh, I help people become their best potential. I might be curious myself, Tiff, because I'm into personal growth. I might be like, oh, tell me more about that. But it's putting it out there is what do you help people then overcome? So maybe you're right that in the language, but what you solve, a whole lot of things. In terms of summing it up in your one perfect statement, and let's let go of the word perfect out of that, right? It's just having clarity of like, hey, I live in this state, so to speak, like I live in this part of the world and there's identity to that, is what do you help people overcome? What you help them solve is all kinds of things, education, tools, and I mean, you could list all kinds of symptoms you help people solve through your products, right? In terms of emotional things, physical things, You have a whole bandwidth of so much that you do. And it is a little challenging sometimes to sum it up. But it's looking at that conversation for yourself of what do you help people overcome? Most often, right, when you look at the theme, when you say, you know, and it's like, gosh, I help them overcome their physical or emotional challenges. I know you've heard me say that language before, so it's familiar to me. And a lot in your world that I've coached a whole lot in is like, because you're addressing it with, then there's more space for more conversation.
Interesting, because overcome was one of the words I was playing with. I think when people encounter you in person and they just, you know, people are so open about telling you what's wrong. It's funny how people will just, you know, pour all out these mm-hmm. things that they want to change. And so mm-hmm. so I like to listen, you know, to where they're at and offer them, you know, that kind of help, those pathways. But yeah, the kinds of people that we tend to help most are, I think, the thing, because with our business, it's a little different than a lot of the doTERRA gals. We don't go at it quite the same way, but we host a lot of people, whether it's for a short time or a long time, and really move them through a transformation. And they generally are in pretty bad shape when we find them. So we're kind of the ER. and I wonder, you know, how to describe in words, you know, invite someone, you know, with words, but not frighten them away. I don't know. So, yeah.
Well, I don't think that there, to me, I wouldn't be frightened with words. I mean, unless the words are really aggressive or provocative. But I think in terms of speaking to, again, like the sentence stem I provide you in this week's content is, I help others overcome a challenge, right? And usually, literally, insert your own challenges there. Like, I help others overcome their health and wellness challenges. I mean, you could say it that specific. You know, that broad, or you could say, I help others overcome their challenges with anxiety, depression.
So being specific.
And struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can be specific and help them through natural solutions, find and become. And again, some of the language you used before, I really love it. It's beautiful. I just want you to balance some of the language with all the, with some of the, you know, where people then have like more of a presence to what is it that you, because if after, so say your sentence to me again that you said leading out.
Oh, when I first let out?
Mm-hmm.
Just helping people find balance and abundance, just moving them joyfully to their personal best.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about, you know, what the words of how I would describe, you know, what I encounter. And most often, people come to us tired. You know, they're just tired of living the way they've been living. And they're just longing for something. And I was thinking, I mean, we just offer simple, holistic pathways. I mean, we make it as simple as possible so they can start those baby steps. And I think that probably the most common thing I hear is how tired people are. They just have gotten worn down and overwhelmed and burned out. But when I say those words, it isn't like something that I want to put in a byline. I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I like the words exhausted and overwhelmed a lot. So I would, if I were you, I would lead out with, we help others, or I help others who are simply exhausted, overwhelmed, and run down physically and emotionally. And we help them through simple solutions activate more of their best potential or self, or however I'd incorporate some of that language you've just shared, where I'd address that. I would speak right to exhaustion and overwhelm. We're simply just run down emotionally and physically. And we help them through simple, natural solutions find their way back to their joy and their best self. There you go. And this is recorded. You come back and listen to it, because I don't know what I just said, but when I just said, like, there we go. Now,
totally
where it's like, you're going to address the pain, right?
Yeah.
We're going to speak right to the pain, because pain is a motivator. All the times, like, if I say to you, Jalene, you know what? Hey, I want to coach you to be your best self. Well, you know, okay, well, tell me more. What does that really mean? Versus if I, you know, speak more to overcome the limiting beliefs or the challenge or the struggle or the lack of systems in your business that are keeping you playing small and help you create sustainable, you know, whatever, again, the languaging is to the person I'm talking to, or, but it's massaging it in a way where I'm going to speak to the pain points and then speak to, here's the solution, or that I'm a guide for this possibility. I hold space for this possibility in the languaging. I think the last one we just came up with is really good. I'd come back to that.
Actually, Tiffany, that just the exhausted and overwhelmed, the two letters are EO,
mm-hmm.
like essential oil, that really,
mm.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
Well, thanks for being willing to brainstorm live, because I think it's valuable for others, you know, to kind of hear that play out as well.
Well, thanks for your inspiration. You're just marvelous. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lovey. I love the work you're doing. So keep it up. Keep doing the good. All right, everyone. As we wrap up this week, week five, together in this journey, beautiful, good things. Thank you for what you've shared. If there is a question that you come up with, or that something you didn't ask here today, or if you weren't able to join us live and you're listening back to the recording and there's something that you want support with, maybe your own messaging statement or how to work through strategy or processing anything that might be up for you emotionally, by all means, feel free to bring whatever you need to our Facebook group in the interim. Next week on tap for a Monday session, just as a little seed, just so we're talking about and conscious of it, is we're looking at Monday, your publicity. Now that we've been working with your branding, is how to get more people into aware of who you are and what you're up to. The great news about Monday's training is most of those marketing strategies are free. They do not cost you any amount of money. Some do, but the majority of them do not. And you have a lot of possibility of helping to share your message, your product, your service, your idea, your vision with more people. How to tap into publicity, various forms of that, from traditional PR, social media, live events, online, you name it. We'll be brainstorming and strategizing them all. In the meantime, if there's something else that, again, that you're working on, if maybe you're still working on or completing your vision board and you're cleaning up space and clearing out, I'd love to hear about it or have you share and show us in our Facebook group. If you come across also any other resources that speak to you that you're loving, I loved hearing Barbara share one of those in our Facebook group this week as well. Feel free to bring them there. Always valuable, right? It's, hey, here's something, a song to a podcast to a strategy or a quote that helps support me. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, my friends. I'm cheering you on. I'm in your corner. I believe in you. I support you. And I believe in these principles that when we apply them and work on them, not about perfect, as you've heard me say it a few times before, but about making the commitment to progress, what a difference they make. Have a great rest of your day and week, and I'll look forward to connecting soon.